to benefit Republicans. And what I argue is so much of the Republican push for minority rule today is about the fear of a majority minority future in which white people will no longer be the majority of the country by 2045. And I think that's motivating Trump and the conservative movement to basically build a fortress to stop what they view as the coming siege.
What most shocked you in your years of research for this book, Minority Rule?
Just the extent to which the crisis of democracy is so much bigger than Donald Trump. I think a lot of people think that Trump is an unprecedented threat, and in many ways he is. He is an accelerant to an undemocratic political system, but he's also a product of an undemocratic political system. And that's why I talk about the undemocratic aspects of the Constitution. That's why I talk about the violent backlash to multiracial democracy during Reconstruction, because there are precedents for Donald Trump. He didn't just come out of nowhere. He is an authoritarian leader that benefits from a deeply undemocratic political system. And that's why we need to change the political system itself if we want to prevent more Trumps in the future.
What are the most promising resistance movements to this that you see?
I think the most promising resistance movements right now are at the state level in places like Michigan, where people are using direct democracy to expand rights and to fight a rigged political system, where they're doing things like ending partisan gerrymandering, expanding voting rights, enshrining abortion access. It's very easy to get dismayed at what's happening at the federal level and feel like it's impossible to change it. But you look at Michigan, you look at Wisconsin, a lot of really interesting things are happening at the state level where the push for minority rule has led to an equally fierce push for majority rule. And the forces that are trying to rig American democracy have led to a broader pro-democracy movement to protect it.
Ari Berman, I want to thank you so much for being with us. I know you'll be at the Brooklyn Public Library speaking with Chris Hayes on Monday night and going around the country with your book. Journalist and author Ari Berman, his new book, Minority Rule, The Right-Wing Attack on the Will of the People and the Fight to Resist It. Voting rights correspondent for Mother Jones Magazine. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
This is Ursula K. Le Guin, and you are listening to KBOO, the cheerful voice of social conscience, KBOO, Portland.
KBOO Community Radio couldn't do it without you. Support KBOO by becoming a member during our spring membership drive. It's taking place now through May 25th. Your contribution goes toward postmodern avant-garde alternative radio. Donate now by heading over to kboo.fm/give. Thank you.
Tune in to Higher Reasoning Reggae every Sunday morning at 3 a.m. Higher Reasoning Reggae is dedicated to bringing international reggae word and sound power to the massive airing early Sunday mornings at 3 a.m. only on KBOO Portland.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM.
Good morning. You're listening to The Gap here on KBOO Portland. We are The Gap's most KBOO's most listened to radio show at 8 a.m. on Friday morning when we are on, and you can never take that away from us. My name is Tammy, and with me is the one and only Althea Billings.
Hello and good morning. How you doing?
Scrambling. Like an egg.
Oh.
Breakfast. Morning.
So true.
Damn, that was a big poetry.
Yeah.
We do a lot of poetry here, but do a little poetry. Also.
Well, okay, let me quickly say what the show is, and then we have a lovely interview guest that we're going to get into here. This is a two-parter type of program, talk radio on Fridays. We oftentimes are doing a news roundup. Today we have an interview. Stick around for the second half, though. That's when our community question comes on, and you can change from a listener, alchemy-like, into a caller and chat with us about our question of the day. Okay, no further ado. We are here with Claudia Meza, the host of CityCast Portland, talking about the creation of a brand new holiday.
A very real new holiday.
A very real new holiday, 503 day. Welcome, Claudia. How you doing?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing good. I'm so happy to be here. I haven't been in an actual radio studio in like a few years, so.
Yeah, well, ours looks like it's been a few years since anybody's been here.
No, it's awesome. I now realize why it's so intimidating. It's just like, wow. You know, when you're on our show, mm-hmm. you could wear PJs.
Yeah. You never see my bottom half.
No.
I mean, nobody's seeing anything from the radio broadcast, but we have to be accountable to each other.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me. And would you like to know about 503 Day?
Start from zero. What is 503 Day?
It's a very real new holiday, 503, like our area code.
Oh, that's what I know it from.
So we're thinking on May 3rd, that is when we should celebrate all that we love about Portland. I feel like we've gotten a lot of, we've gotten into a rut of kind of talking bad about ourselves, of thinking bad about ourselves, and I just feel like we need to buck up. This is where we live. If we don't love it, we should figure out a way to make it work for us, or I don't know, leave. And 503 Day is a celebration of like Portlanders, you know, not like, oh, everything's amazing, but more just like, hey man, this is where we live. I love my community. 503 Day.
503 Day. For the people who may not know, you came up with this with the crew at CityCast Portland. What's CityCast Portland all about?
CityCast Portland is a daily podcast, so you could find it wherever you find your podcasts. And I mean, I don't know, you've been on the show, like, you know, we speak to everyone from like bridge operators about like what they're doing up there, to we talk through the news with some of the local journalists we have on, and they'll bring us sometimes like stories that they're working on, and it feels a little bit like a clubhouse for certain journalists because they know they can come in and they can curse.
Yeah, that is we don't have that luxury here.
Yeah,
but we use more creative language as a result, I think.
Or sometimes just not.
Yeah.
Yes. Just silence is a lot of words. Yeah. Sometimes.
We sort of trip over each other trying to say something. That's the kind of energy we bring. Tammy.
So you're talking about 503 Day, which is totally real.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, anything real has a legend, or I guess, is that true? No, everything real that exists has a background.
There you go.
Exactly.
And a lore. There you go. That's the word I'm looking for. The lore. What is the lore around here for 503 Day?
I wish it was something mystical. Like we went out and we saw like a shooting star, and it like hit 503 or something, you know what I mean? And you're just like, whoa.
Yeah. I read about that.
Yeah. And like, and the lights, you know, it shined. You know, no, we were making a joke to ourselves. Like, we were just talking about holidays coming up, and we're just like, May the 4th be with you. And then like Cinco de Mayo, which is like when white people love to drink margaritas. And we're just like, there are all these holidays, or, you know, national days, like National Sibling Day. And we're just like, why doesn't we're Portland. I can't believe we haven't made one up for ourselves to just do more Portland things, you know, on the streets and like just be Portland. And 503 made the most sense.
Yeah. So, right.
Mathematically speaking.
Mathematically, totally. Yeah. I've heard that. It is new. People may not have heard of it before because it is happening for the first time this year. How do you celebrate 503 Day?
This is I'm so glad you asked, because this is what we're trying to figure out. And so our listeners have been very creative and bringing in suggestions. And so we will have a 503-day show where we essentially come up with some guidelines. We're also, we decided our city slogan isn't working for us.
It's a little bit ironic.
It's hurting our feelings, really. Every time I see it, I get a little mad, and also like I'm being gaslit. So I feel like 503-day, we need a new city. We need a new official city slogan.
Yeah.
So we've been asking for both. Like, hey, what are you going to do on 503-day? Also, what should our new city slogan be? Should we unleash it? You know. Would you like to hear some suggestions?
Yeah, sure. I mean, for context, current city slogan. If you haven't seen a City of Portland truck around recently, Portland, the city that works. You like that one?
You see the silence?
Yeah. Tammy's sitting there shaking her head.
It doesn't work. It's working on you.
It's a little, it hurts.
It'll work with you sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Work sometimes. Against us, maybe.
Well, yeah. Our listener Libby has the city that tries.
Yeah, okay. See, it's trying. I think that works with you.
Right. Somebody put, let me see. Oh, sorry. The city that camps.
Okay.
I mean, I think it was a double entendre.
Mm. Oh.
Because we like to camp.
Sure. People do enjoy the outdoors here.
Yeah. This is pretty sweet. This has some context. Even though Portland has lots of room for improvement, what city doesn't? We really like it. I prefer to go towards the ideal of what we want out of Portland. Portland, a bridge-building city that spans more than rivers.
Whoa.
I know. So that was sweet. I personally really like this one, which is Unleash the Beast. Breweries, environment, act, art, sustainability, trails, parentheses, S could also be strip clubs. Any of those really speaking to you?
I like the one that tries.
The one that the city
it's
that
a
tries.
Nice, it's a nice, you know, it's true.
The thing about the city that works is it doesn't, even stripping away the ironic layer, it doesn't really seem very Portland. It kind of seems like something that, like, a city that has existed a lot longer. Like, it sounds like the slogan for Cincinnati or something.
I would believe
it. I'd be like, yeah, sure.
Or Detroit, something with factories.
Yeah, they've been working.
Yeah. You know, here's the deal. I feel like our two big main slogans, the city that works and also keep Portland weird, have not originated in Portland. That's Keep Austin Weird.
Mm.
That was Austin's first.
Right.
And we took it for some reason. And actually, the city that works, if you guys Google it, it's not ours either.
Mm.
I totally forgot whose it is because I do a lot of prep before I join radio interviews. and just so you know, we're still taking suggestions. If anyone listening is just like, I got one, portland@citycast.fm. Hit us up. I mean, there's a gajillion more. My one that we came up with was like, Portland, don't read the comments. And I feel like that would be...
That's helpful. I did look up just now Cincinnati's slogan, and it's in Latin. So first of all, ours could be in Latin.
Let's get more pretentious.
This is America. Okay? I don't know what you're doing out here.
But the thing about the Latin phrase is that they actually don't have a consistent translation.
What?
So it's, nobody speaks Latin. I was going to apologize for my pronunciation. What else? The Romans are going to come get me. Juncta Juvant, which is variously translated as unity assists, strengthen unity, together we assist, united they aid each other, or together they strive.
That's too many things.
They're doing something. That's what that sounds.
I feel like if it's Portland, it'd be in Pig Latin, and we would be so excited for that.
Pig Latin.
I'll allow that. That's
right.
That
would be it. And they're just imagine someone from I was gonna say a real city. Someone from a different city coming through and looking at our work trucks and being like, "I'm sorry, is your slogan in Pig Latin?" And we're all just like, "Yeah."
Yeah, that's us.
It would be sweet.
It would be pretty
Portland
cool.
Portland pay. E they itty say at they irks way. That's what it would be now.
There we go.
You may have unleashed something.
I'm sorry. I think
she might have unleashed
it. Don't get near any bottles or anything. What are some other ways people, or you'd like to see maybe people celebrate, or you celebrating personally? We do have, you know, a river, and.
Well, are you saying you have a suggestion? I love to hear it.
Oh, no. I'm just wondering, because I always think of Portland things involving the river, like the floats. There's all the floats that happen all the time.
Yeah, the big float.
Like a parade on the river.
Mm.
Oh, I love that. And it's in May 3rd, so it's not going to be the Super Bowl.
Which is a Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's next Friday.
Just got to get it going.
Should I organize a flotilla by next Friday? Is that what you're suggesting? Are you helping?
I mean, I
will not
kayak.
Help.
Okay, because I have two kayaks.
Ooh, what?
Sorry. Oh, what? I'm like, I have two kayaks. We could tie them together.
Right, that's the beginning of one.
There's glitter. There's a poster board.
Yeah.
They're just like, who
I
are
wasn't
these?
On top. I wasn't for it. Oh, I'm into it now.
Once you heard there was glitter.
You had it all planned out. I thought I had to come in and figure it out. No, you know what you're talking about.
You just paddle, man.
What about like, or something with like a doggy parade or like a lizard parade?
Lizard parade.
It's because that's pet parade.
Pet parade.
Oh, you know what's so funny, you guys? I can't believe you said pet parade. Because the St. Bazaar, you know, I don't know if you know the St. John's Bazaar. It happens every May. Mm-hmm. And part of that is a parade that's been happening since like the 60s. And I have been, since this year, I was going to sound like I've been doing this like for a long time. I have been campaigning to have a pet parade. Because that's my favorite part of like hometown, small, you know, parades. Is like everyone comes out with their pet, like MC, yeah. and they put costumes on it, like MC Hamster, or you know what I mean?
That's fun. That's great.
And I think that a wide-scale pet parade might be amazing. Can you imagine the cost? Because we love costumes here.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like we do costumes right.
A DIY costume station? Mm-hmm. That seems good. Get the glitter glue out, you know?
Okay, I have vision.
But I feel like we shouldn't put the pets in the water.
Some of them can.
I don't know. Like, well, I don't think
like
the lizards.
Like if you have a fish, I guess.
Oh no, he'd run away. Oh, well, he'd. You know.
Okay. You know, I feel like we're walking away from it.
Yeah.
We were close, and I feel like we're walking further away from a.
Okay.
Suggestion.
Combining pet parade and flotilla idea, because I have seen down at the Selwood Beach before. There's a guy who brings like a little motorized boat. Like a little toy-sized one that his dog will chase through the water, and then all the dogs on the beach get involved.
Oh, so you're saying like on the side?
Well, I don't know. I feel like maybe you can't let dogs out into the middle of the river. But what am I, a dog scientist?
It's the first year of it. We're gonna find out.
Yeah.
Well, would you like to hear some dry land suggestions? For
yeah,
some?
Sure. I guess.
Okay.
So.
Fine. I mean, I'd love to continue talking about how we're gonna drown some dogs.
No,
I'm
no,
sure.
No,
okay,
no, no,
great.
No.
No.
I love you like, no, that's not
never.
What we
snatch
said.
The words back.
Jeez. Well, we had some actually very sweet, sincere suggestions. One of them, which I kind of was like, oh, you know. So our listener Jane wrote, I think we should all celebrate three of Portland's most unusual and outstanding features. A plethora of parks, so many interesting, fun urban neighborhoods, and truly a great transit system for our city size. I suggest everyone pick a neighborhood or park they haven't yet visited and take the TriMet there. And I was like,
oh, yeah, that's kind of nice.
You know, you explore Portland on Portland Day. So another listener was just like, we should make it so everyone sells $5.03 pints.
Mm.
And I was like, ooh, bully the local business owners to give us free to cheap beer.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. Energize the economy with
$5.
Pennies.
Yeah. Only exact change, though.
Only exact change. You can have it for that. Otherwise, it's $6.
Yeah. And then, of course, someone's like, some sort of parade, and we need the Unipiper. I mean, come on.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
that's a big get, though.
Yeah. So I do feel.
Like 55. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. And there also have been some who've decided that we should all, as a city, get a tattoo.
Oh.
We should all get a 503. Like, if you want a 503 tattoo, it should be free on 503 day.
Right.
Yeah.
Same font or just...
I mean, no. We all fly and have different...
We all have to
be
different.
Come on. Yeah, so it's Portland. Come on.
You mentioned the park thing, and I was immediately thinking maximalism of go to every park in Portland.
Yeah.
You have to start early, okay.
Well, you know, you've been on the show and we've discussed this, and your idea was to walk across every bridge.
Walk across every bridge, yeah. That's my take.
Which sounds like an old, like, I don't know, like him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he walked across every bridge.
Right.
You know?
How long would that could happen though? Like, that could happen, right?
I feel like if we pull out the Markham Bridge, because I don't think you can walk on that one without them stopping the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of them, I think you can. Doesn't one of the marathons or some bike something or other, they try to do most of them, I think.
Oh yeah, when they do the you have to ride your bike, because I feel like driving across every bridge does not feel very Portland. You got to get on that bike.
Yeah, yeah, and
scooter. or skateboard,
scooting,
or way you can,
yeah, any mobility small wheels. Device. Yeah,
small wheels. Yeah, there we go. So the response so far has been
pretty big. Yeah. Like people. Well, first we decided like the first. Our first attempt at this, we're like, what if we just like gaslit our of our listeners and just pretended like this has always been a thing? Mm. Like, we're like, hey, everybody, 503 day, how are you going to do it? So we started asking a lot of our guests about that. And since they're mostly journalists, a lot of them were really panicking about what? I've never heard of this, you know?
Tough group of people.
And then we realized that was cruel and mean. So then that's when we started inviting people to help create 503 day. And people have been so happy. We even have a theme song. Someone submitted a theme song, which we're so excited to share on 503 Day, of course.
Right.
And we've asked the mayor to maybe have, you know, give us, whatchamacallit, like a heads up on like what he's going to be doing on 503 Day. Commissioner Rubio has, her people have co-sponsored a proclamation.
Whoa.
So that may or may not happen. I mean, that was really sweet of them, but they were like, hey, you want to do this a couple days ago? And then when we put in the paperwork said, please provide 3 weeks before this proclamation. And I was like, well, that's probably not going to happen. But maybe for next year. But I just think like you know, certain members of city council seem receptive to the idea of like playing with us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like most things that are awesome and community oriented always do start from like a point of joy or just like it was kind of a joke. But also we were very serious.
Yeah. Yeah. We occasionally talk to people who create something really real out of, hey, why isn't anybody doing that? Or that could totally be a thing. I was, again, thinking of other things that this could involve.
Okay.
And I have a pitch for you. You have to do an act of whimsy and delight for a stranger, because that is one of the things that, mm-hmm. one of the many things I love about Portland is sometimes something so Portland happens to you. For example, one time I was serenaded by, again, down at the Solon Riverfront, by someone who got out of the water with a ukulele and like played David Bowie for me and my friends in the sun. Random, didn't know this guy. And I, you know, that's a fabulous story. So I think, you know, being a good story for somebody else. Yeah.
That's an act of service is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Acts of service.
Right.
So you could either do that.
Right. You could.
Or you could plant like native plants in your garden.
Right.
Maybe pick up some trash in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, provide a, you know, interesting story for a friend.
Yeah.
A new friend.
All of those are, you know, there should be little stations, 503 day stations everywhere all around town.
Yeah.
Pick a card. Do whatever you're told on that card.
Oh, whoa. I like that. It's more like a quest.
Because it's the lures and the quests and the hems.
Oh, you're still with the lures and the quests. I like that. What would you do? What is your ideal 503 day, Tammy?
Well, it would not be raining.
Of course, no.
It might be too much to ask.
But I mean,
maybe.
Hold on,
I mean, maybe both. What if a sun shower?
I'll do that.
Best of both worlds.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Get look at the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Sit at a park, probably Laurelhurst.
Laurelhurst,
enjoy some of the
partly sunny. It's looking like next
partly.
Week,
there it is. Let me say.
There we go.
So
hang out with the dog. Watch like people play some sort of sports back and forth with
sure.
a ball.
Mm-hmm.
But also watch another group of people do like the twirly things with like the, you know, mm-hmm. the twirly hippie mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
And bubbles.
I was about to say you can't and you gotta have bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Bubbles. Well, I actually have a message from one of our listeners asking about how 503 the area code covers more than just Portland. Is that something that you guys have factored in at all?
Of course, but you know what though? It covers Portland.
It does cover Portland.
And that's all that matters.
Okay, all right. Well, ask the answer.
I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I love that's really sweet.
Yeah.
No, but yes, I mean, since it's a very real Portland holiday, we just needed it to cover Portland.
Yeah, it is being made up right now.
Yeah.
So
503 day.
And there isn't, I guess, a governing body of the area code that you could go to and say, please, the area code commission, can we have a holiday?
Yeah. Hey, if the coasts wants to come through.
Yeah.
You know.
We support
sure,
it.
Yeah.
Cultural exchange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another layer.
You know what's so funny is like someone on Reddit decided to throw this out, like, hey, 503 day, if it were a holiday, what would you guys do? Which to me was like, ooh, we're in the ether. You know what I mean? And somebody wrote, like, 503 day is big telephone, you know, big, like, phone. It's basically a scam for phones for some reason, like, you know, just like marketing and
your big phone.
Yeah, big. It's a big area code, like big area code phone. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, we already have a conspiracy theory. I feel like we're already there.
Yeah, that is kind of how you know that you've made it. I will say, you know, compared to like the Seattle area code 206, May 3rd is a much better day to have a holiday, I think.
Yeah, February.
Especially, I guess, with our climate here, that, you know.
May 3rd is perfect.
May 3rd is, it's a good day for it. This is going to be tangential about, like, the pre-area code era, but, like, the numbers in the phone number really used to mean something, and then now they really don't.
I'd like a part of 503 day, a history lesson about area codes.
Oh, I love this.
Okay. Get a professor from somewhere. Or Althea.
Well, you're saying 20 years from now when it's taught in public schools.
Yes.
That it's... when they open their social studies book to 503 day.
Yeah.
That somebody discusses the history. And then, is it 971? And then the dark days of 971 game.
No offense, 971.
No offense, but I know hammers. When you moved here, if you have a 971. Sorry, I am.
Well,
I was looking at the radio station to see where we are. We are fine. I know it's in my head, but I just in case.
Burned into your brain, really. Almost, we have to say that.
When you bought a cell phone. I mean, yeah.
That too.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. You know what? 503 is for everyone. If you if Tillamook wants to 503 with us, go for it, Tillamook.
Bring some cheese.
Yeah.
You can't have a party. Exchange.
Can't have a party without cheese.
It's a dry party.
Have you guys ever been to the Tillamook parade?
The parade?
Every July they have a parade and they shut down a street, a major street. Mm. So if you're trying to get to the coast, you're basically now part of this parade. Mm. And it's amazing because they literally throw out cheese. It's packaged. It's not like handfuls of shredded cheddar. But it's kind
confetti
of
confetti of the cheese world. Yeah, they call it.
But it's like all of their high school sports, mm-hmm. you know, teams, which is I think they're like I don't know. I think they're donkeys, which is also cute for some reason, and then just packaged cheese over and over again.
Wow!
Like they have more than one cheese float. I think they're just like, yeah, this is what we got here, bud.
That's cheese.
They make it there.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they got a lot. Have you been to the factory?
I have been by the factory. I think when last time I was in Tillamook, I was sort of pretending that I had a lactose issue. And I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
You can't be around it? You can't look at it?
Well, I was like, if I can't go have any of the cheese, what am I going to do?
503 day free entry to the Tillamook cheese factory.
Ooh, I like that.
Again, gaslight them into thinking they already okayed that.
Hey, look.
Just kidding.
If you want to be part of 503 day, you got to play. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So true. Have you been in a parade? I feel like there's a lot of parade talk.
What parade?
I don't know any parade.
Well, the Tillamook one, obviously.
But
yeah.
Have you been in it? Or have you been in a parade?
Oh, have I been in a parade? Oh, my God. I have to think about that. Accidentally, possibly.
Yeah.
Which was the Tillamook. But
the thing about parades is that sometimes you can just start walking. They're just going in a direction.
All you got to do
is... Rose Parade.
Mm-hmm. Rose Parade, sure.
It's an easy one.
I think we should try that.
Yeah.
All you got to do is start walking and waving. Walk and wave.
Walk and wave.
That would be an amazing music, like a music video. I'd watch it. Like someone just walking and they want to...
Start in a parade.
I support this.
Cross every
just
bridge.
Get a boombox. Need a boombox? I got a boombox for it. We have like a couple of amplifiers over here.
Yeah, sure.
Time up. Bluetooth. There we are.
Okay.
Start walking.
With the theme song.
Get a dog in a basket.
Dog in a basket you have to have.
Yeah. Oh, and this theme song, it's glorious.
I'm really excited about this. We got a week for until it's the actual day. If our listeners have ideas about it or, you know, how can people get involved? What are you looking for?
Send it over to portland@citycast.fm. We're taking city slogans, suggestions, new traditions. This is like our Festivus, you know?
Mm.
Could this be the day we air out our grievances? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's 503 day.
It's 503 day.
Also, really excited about these theme songs. So if anybody else was like, you know what, I could probably whip one up, you know?
Yeah.
Love to hear it. Yeah. We're playing all theme songs and we're probably going to just vote on like, okay, this is our guy.
That's great. That's great. Well, any final words from you? Any last lingering thoughts about 503 Day?
Well, I'm really excited that I'm getting a platform to share the love and news of 503 Day, and I hope that both of you are able to celebrate with us.
Yeah.
In some form or manner.
Yeah.
Or they're giving out free tattoos for 503 Day.
That's what I heard. I also heard there's $5.03 pints.
So pick up your pennies now. You got a week, depending on how much you want to drink.
503 Day, exact change only.
Exact change only, yeah.
There it is.
Revitalizing, you know, our understanding of phone numbers and area codes.
Copper.
We have to have exact copper. So copper. True. They're mostly zinc now, folks. We don't like that, do we?
I'm going to take that one
pennies.
Offline. I don't believe that.
You don't know about that?
I don't believe it. I'm
gonna
take that
she doesn't
offline.
Believe it. All right, well, melt some pennies on
the
503
gap,
Day.
The gap between ADD and ADHD is what I'm hearing.
Pulling out some pennies right now.
Okay.
Shall we go to a quick musical break?
Yeah, you're listening to The Gap on KBOO Community Radio. We've been talking with Claudia Meza, the host of CityCast Portland, about the very real and upcoming holiday, 503 Day, all about celebrating Portland on May 3rd. We're going to take a little musical break, and we'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Back here on The Gap on KBOO Portland. I'm Tammy, and with me is Althea, and we are shimmying over.
Shimmying?
Shimmying over to the community question for today.
The community question for today is, well, if you would like to comment on how you think 503 Day should be celebrated, you're welcome to discuss that with us. But, you know, to zoom out even another level, what kind of holiday would you make up? Traditions, you know, there's so many, so much chatter about, oh, I love this holiday. Oh, I hate this holiday. This holiday means this to me. This holiday means this to me. And, you know, we're so trapped by that discourse when we could be making it up.
Mm.
Make up your own holiday. There's actually not a lot stopping you. 503-231-8187. Let us know what you think. I did get a little bit of a response when we were talking earlier with Claudia about going back and forth across all the bridges. Roger emailed saying what we were referencing is called the Providence Bridge pedal. And there is also walking options too. Zigzag all the bridges.
They're good bridges.
They're good.
What's your favorite bridge?
I feel like, well, I like the towers on the Burnside Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are cool. That one's not earthquake safe, though.
What do you mean? That big crack in the middle is not good?
I don't know if you've ever seen the ODOT animation of their, like, hey, this is what's going to happen when the big one hits. And it's like, oh boy, it's not good.
What do they mean this is what happened when the big one hits?
The earth, the big earthquake. You haven't heard about it?
What do you mean the big earthquake?
That's why they're going to close the Burnside Bridge in like 2027 and redo it. So that
so they know that in the future there's going to be an earthquake?
Yeah.
See, this I should have... I regret getting a bachelor's of arts so much. There's so many cool things in science that I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Would have been useful, but anyways, I can write a poem about the earthquake and give you the theory analysis about it.
So true.
But knowing that it's going to happen, not...
Well, I mean, knowing is... We understand it in terms of likelihood, and it is, you know, worth saying that, like, the likelihood that it happens in... You know, the next one from now until the next 100 years and the 100 years after that is like statistically about the same, but it would be really bad. So, like, we can't actually predict it. We just know that there's a risk of it. So, that's why it's sort of like we should at least have one good bridge that's going to hold up between sides of the river because we're going to need to get back and forth. And
the canoeing.
And whatever happens here, you know, what they've mapped out, it's going to be worse on the coast. So, even in order to get help out to the coast and stuff, you need to be able to get through Portland and across this dang river. What's your favorite bridge? Sorry, that was that was a long tangent.
I like the St. John's Bridge a lot.
Yeah, the St. John's one is beautiful.
Tillamook is pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two. I think that's... Which is the newest? Is that the newest one?
Tillicum Crossing?
Tillicum, sorry. Yeah. I'm still my cheese on my the brain. Cheesing up.
If you would like to call in and talk with us about making your own holiday, about 503 Day, whatever you're feeling, 503-231-8187 is the number. You can also message us on the website, kbu.fm. There's a chat with us feature. Click it, type a little something. You can email us. Our email address is thegapradio@gmail.com. And our Instagram is @thegapradio. You can message us there. And many people do.
We are... very available. Might as well just give them our social security numbers while we're at it.
Don't invite that calamity.
Just kidding. I got April on the line. April, how are you?
Hey, April, can you hear us? Give us 1 second. We might have to put you over on the second Telos line. Before we get to April, somebody online says, I'd like to celebrate happy stay in bed all day and read day.
Oh.
Stay all day in bed and read. That's like great. That. Sometimes you need permission to do that kind of thing. Sometimes I feel like, what am I, rotting? People call it rotting now if you lay in bed and read or watch TikTok videos.
I used to call it being lazy back in my
lazy.
Day.
Lazy. But, you know.
Which is fine, too.
That's fine.
Isn't
that
lazy?
You know, when you have a plan, then it's like, I plan to do this.
Boom.
You know? Okay, April, let's try again. April, can you hear us? All right, April, we're gonna do a little troubleshooting, and we may need you to call back. If other folks want to call, please, 503-231-8187. We're talking about making up your own holidays, making up your own traditions, celebrating what you want to celebrate.
Isn't that technically what a birthday is?
I guess you, well...
Because you're born, and boom, you made it up.
I was going to say, like, oh, but I didn't choose the day I was born. I kind of did. I didn't. I was involved. You know, I was there.
Yeah, that's just got that. You got less and less consent of being born as you were saying it. I
thought what the discussion's about.
I'm not sure when my dog was actually born, so I gave her a birth date, and you know, celebrate that. That's our little thing that we have together. I'm really into the 503 day, and let's not forget we're talking about made up holidays on the hills of 420. With all due respect, April, we're gonna try you one more time. Can you hear us?
All right, we are going to... April, can we have you call back? We would love to hear what you have to say. And we're gonna work through that. 503-231-8187. We're getting things going here, talking about holidays that you could make up, holidays that have yet to exist, you know? Because people are like, oh, here's my unique thing that I always do on this holiday. We so crave for uniqueness and yet the stability of tradition, you know? Start from scratch. Why not? Sometimes also, I mean, I've noticed that there are certain stretches throughout the year where there's not necessarily a ton of holidays lined up. You know, like at the end of the year, there's a lot of holidays. But some parts of spring and like, you know, late winter.
You can't get rid of holidays.
No, we're not getting rid of them.
I meant like at the last few months of the, you can't get rid of it. You can't shake them off with a stick.
I thought you were going to say F, marry, kill the holidays. What do you do?
Can't shake a stick at them. You sneeze all of a sudden, it's Thanksgiving. You sneeze all of a sudden, it was just Easter the other day.
That's so true.
Susan, you are on the line with us. Can you hear us?
I can hear you on my phone.
All right. Yeah. Hooray.
Okay. I volunteer for the Portland 5 Performing Arts Center. And I went to Verslandia last night as a volunteer. And I wanted, that sounds like a perfect holiday for me because it's about young people in the Portland School District. It's a contest. It's a poetry slam, and they call it Verslandia, and it's the literary arts supports it and perform it, and it's all at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall, and it ended last night with a wonderful, wonderful event of poetry for the evening, and the young people who are high school age competed, and it's a traditional format for poetry slams. They get rated by the judges, which are selected from the literary areas, and so for me personally, it would be definitely a girls' night out. And anybody else, especially all young people, they get in, high schoolers get in free. People with literary, I know, have joined literary arts, they get in for $5, and adults for $15. So it's it would be a wonderful day to have for the literary arts of Portland, which is a big event since we have Powell City of Books, and we have all kinds of support in the city area for literary.
That's a great, I love that idea. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. Yeah. Verslandia, that was last night. That's something we'll have to keep an eye out for next year as well.
Well, yes. And it's definitely something you can Google on just either Portland 5 Centers for the Arts or Literary Arts. It's or Verslandia, Verslandia, and there's one every year, and the date probably fluctuates, you know, within a certain amount of time, but it is based on, you know, the school year and the competition, and so it's a whole evening, and it's culminated by one person pretty much winning the honor of being this next year's winner. I don't know what they call it.
Yeah, they might have fun title.
I just clap and whistle for each person.
There you go.
I learned it how to whistle when I was 12, and I just cheer them on. I just cheer them on.
Well, that's fabulous. Thank you so much for calling, Susan.
Yes. Thank you.
You have a good rest of your day. April, we have back on the line. Hi, April. April, can you hear us? April, if you're there, we are going to flip you over to Tell 2, I believe, because, you know, the buttons on this thing, the board, I mean.
The buttons, the board. The knobs, the whistles,
we're twisting
the bells.
Them. We're pushing all the buttons. We're doing all the sliders.
Faders, dimmers.
Yeah. We just got light bulbs in here. I don't even know if you noticed.
I didn't. April gave up on us.
Oh, April,
we're sorry,
sorry.
April. We're
April,
so sorry.
Email us or something. We do want to hear from you.
I didn't notice it was brighter in here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I like it. It looks better. We do. I'm reading this, and it's Slamlandia. Sorry, I like that. Verslandia.
Yeah.
Cheer on students from Portland and East Multnomah County Public Schools competing in poetic glory at this energetic and inspiring event.
Very cool. I love
that. I think there should be more like days, holidays, actual holidays for like celebrating youth.
Yeah.
You know, like give your youth. You get free. I don't know. Pizza.
Transit. Pizza.
Boom.
Yeah.
Free arcade.
Ice cream, probably. That'd be good, too.
Well, I mean, if they're getting free ice, what about me? Oh. I was a youth once.
For the young and the young at heart.
I kid.
We have another caller on the line. Hi, caller. How you doing? Hey, you're on with us. Can you hear us? Oh, okay. All right. We're working it out, folks. There are other ways to contact us if you don't want to deal with our phone situation. You can message us on the website, kboo.fm. Click on the chat with us button. You can message us on Instagram as well at The Gap Radio. And that's the sound of that the phone does when people call. So 503-231-8187. We're making holidays, okay?
Making sounds, making holidays.
Do we have another caller on the line? Can you hear us, caller?
Yes.
Oh, yes!
There you are. We made it. We did
it. Is this April?
Yes.
April!
Yes, it was me last time when you couldn't hear me, too.
Oh, geez. Okay,
yay.
April, we got you. Okay. I'm so glad.
Fourth
please.
Time's a charm, not third time. Anyway, I love the conversation today. I think 503 would be a good holiday.
Oh, no.
Wow. These haters are not letting us be great. And by haters, I mean just the liars.
We talk too much smack about area codes in the phone system. I don't know. I don't know what
do
we did.
Do you think they're not... I don't want to...
April, we're so sorry. April, we want you back, please.
I guess if you don't have a 503 area code, it's just not working. Is this big phone company coming against us? Is this
conspiracy? I mean, I would say that, but the phone company doesn't even work here anymore. They left the state. Look... Okay, you're welcome to call. You're welcome to call 503-231-8187, making up holidays. We think we figured it out, so we would love for you to let us know what you think about this, about 503 Day, about making up your own holiday. We want to know. You want to make up a holiday?
I
feel like you and I have brainstormed making up holidays before.
I remember in school they had like culture days. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I wish we could do. I don't know. Can we do? I don't know if we could do that anymore.
Well,
but it was cool when we did it in like high school and stuff.
Yeah,
people came in like their cultural garb and brought
potluck
brought
kind
food.
Of vibes.
Yeah, they brought the
I
food.
I love
and stuff,
a potluck.
Yeah.
People, I feel like don't put enough respect on potlucks.
Okay, there it is.
I'm just putting it out there.
Potluck day.
Potluck day.
Everyone's coming to the park and we're eating. Everyone.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Just bring a fork.
Bring BYOF.
Do we
BYOS? Bring your own
stuff. Sport.
BYOU utensil.
Give them $5
words. $5
words. Do we have another caller on the line?
Okay. Caller, can you hear us? Maybe it's April. We don't know. Oh no, April, I'm so sorry. April, give Sherry your phone number and we'll call you. How about that?
This is classic.
This is, you know, this is what happens.
This is live radio.
This is live
the best
radio.
Part. This is
you know?
If you can do live radio, life is a breeze. Let me tell you something. On the spot.
Yeah. Making up
you
holidays.
Know? Making up holidays on the spot.
Or having a potluck at the park. That feels like a good part of it.
I think that could totally be maybe the way that we end 503 Day.
It's
like a big potluck at the park, one of the bigger parks. Or every park.
Every park. There's so many of them.
Also, something around shoe day.
Shoes.
Like,
okay.
Wear your wacky... I might just be stuck in, like, high school where you'd have, like, wear your PJ to
Did
school
Did you ever
day.
Have, like, wacky hair day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, in D.C., they have this thing called the hair show.
Oh.
And they like, these hair... It's artists. Like, they create artwork out of people's, hair on
That's
their heads.
That's so cool.
And they have them model the hair and it's called The Hair Show. And I mean, like, it's like crazy creations. Like,
yeah,
you could really. And they had, you know, added like accessories, and they add extra false hair, and they add like some of them look like not even hair. It's like crazy that they made it. And it's on top of someone's head, which is crazy.
The artist showcase kind of a thing.
Yes, I feel like on hair. That could be, let's, you know, something like that. Maybe a Portland ball would be nice.
Throwing a big party, doing a parade, taking it to the streets. I feel like that, eating at a potluck.
we have the Rose Parade. We only have a lot of really great stuff. So I think we can utilize the seasons and inject our joy into them, you know?
Yes.
Like,
totally.
We got roses, City of Roses.
City of Roses, so true.
We got that going.
Okay, we have Arthur on the line. Hi, Arthur, can you hear us? Okay, we can't hear you, which is which is part of the problem.
Hello, okay.
Oh, there you are.
We can.
Whoa, it's like magic.
Okay.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Arthur.
This just occurred to me, a holiday where everybody camps, not camps, because I don't like that word, because camping is what people do with a car, you know, they go out to the lake. But anyway, everybody should sleep in a tent. Everybody should sleep in a tent for one day just to see what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got to go. I got some stuff in the stove here. It's burning.
Oh,
all right, Arthur, take care of it.
You know, the city that camps, that was one of the slogans.
Not with the car.
Not with the car. Get real, get on the ground.
He said no glamping.
No glamping around. Well, I hope your thing didn't burn too bad, Arthur. That'd be a shame.
Was it breakfast?
Yeah.
Get
some, a holiday about breakfast.
Oh.
Are you a breakfast person, or like, what's your...
I think all holidays should be revolved around food all of the time.
Yeah, it needs to be involved.
I think there has to be a traditional food for every holiday. It's like currency. You know, you have to have standards to make it.
Yeah, the exchange
currency.
Rate.
It has to have food. It has to have a lore. Even if it's made up, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? Just a reason.
And I really like this notion of like, and Althea walked upon the bridges. And as she reached...
You have to bring your food across every bridge. And it's like, oh, it's cold now.
And then it was made 503 day, and it was good.
And it was good. And Portland became the city that works. It's starting to sound kind of religious, but...
Have you heard of holidays?
They've made a lot of holidays, famously.
Let me tell you, heard of Easter? I kid. It's a great holiday. I mean, you know, they're all great holidays. I love all holidays equally.
Okay, great. It's just a real colorblind approach.
I don't care if I can eat.
Yeah, eating is your main criteria. Well, it sounds like we have Amanda on the phone. Hi, Amanda. You're on air with us.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm calling because I have long had this idea that we should have a citywide dance party where we have somebody on KBOO playing great dance music and everybody just dances in their own neighborhood but in the street. And then we can just like film each other and compete like who's doing the best and all that kind of stuff, but like one big giant dance party.
I like that.
I agree. And I like the idea of having like a dance-off too, bringing
it
back.
Like, what neighborhood really was the best, you know?
Whatever. Whoa. That's interesting. A competitive aspect to a holiday.
It has to be.
I don't even have a cell phone, so I don't film anything, but I know that that's what people like to like. Hey, this is what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It's very true. Well, thank you, Amanda. We appreciate it. I like that idea.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Could merge that with kind of the... you know, the dancing in a parade dance off, parade battle. Has anybody done that? Write that down. Hold on. Hang on. That might be something. We have a few minutes left. If other folks want to call 503-231-8187, you can also message us on the website, kboo.fm. And we have another caller on. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Eric. Hey, wouldn't a breakfast holiday, wouldn't that just be hollandaise?
Got us.
You got us.
Love y'all.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Dang. Okay. Well, first of all, write that down. Second of all, what if there was a holiday about sauce? Is that anything? We're spitballing.
Different ketchup.
Different types of sauce.
fish sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
Creativity. A cook-off.
I like the cook-off.
Cook-off dance-off.
Cook-off dance. Just the world, a competition in all sectors.
Yeah.
On the waterfront.
It's a triathlon, but instead of...
Spelling bees.
spelling bees, yeah.
Everything from spelling bees to dance-offs.
Yeah.
Bake-offs. Bake-ons.
Bake-off, bake-on. Okay, April, I think we have you back. April, please, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
April, we've been missing you. Please tell us what you think.
Missing too. So I like all the ideas I've heard. I like 503 day, but I like the idea of the dance-off even better that I just heard.
Mm.
And my idea was we should have a Cascadia day.
Oh.
And that wouldn't just celebrate Portland. It would celebrate our bioregion, and no one would feel left out.
That is a good point. That's a great point.
And we already have a flag.
That's true. You know, branding and logos are an important part of holidays.
Part three of
holidays. I don't know about that, but, you know, maybe rally.
Yeah, well, I mean, people like to dress in colors that are related to holidays.
Yeah, green. That's true. Well, maybe we could combine, you know, a couple ideas, too.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I really like the idea of the dance-off.
Okay, nice.
That's cool.
Well, thank you, April. We're so glad we got to get your input at long last.
Me too. This worked well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I like Cascada Day a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. I was thinking of, like, you know, just being sort of like wet in our temperate rainforest.
You ever heard of a mushroom?
Okay.
We've got...
Oh.
No,
Steven,
okay, we don't have.
We may have lost you. Call back, please. 503-231-8187.
Harvest-related holidays I always think are fun. And again, harvest is for what? For eating.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we need to be feasting. We need to be having dinner parties. We need to be together breaking bread.
And the idea is, you know, and then for most holidays, and then, you know, and you have to, you know, you have to feed everyone. You have to.
Stone soup vibes.
That's the holiday.
That's the holiday.
I didn't make it up.
No.
It's a holiday.
Well, in this case, you did, but I, you know, point taken.
I don't take credit for ideas because I always say that it's a group effort.
It's out of my hands.
Even when I know that it's not, I know it's my idea. I'm just like, great job, guys. You did great.
Way to go, folks.
You don't know where it might end. You know where it starts. You know, it might end bad, and you don't want to be the spearheader.
The bag holder.
Do we have a second left for Steven on the air?
Steven, yes, please. We can do you. I mean, do your comment.
Hello.
Hi, sorry. What do you think? Please, go ahead.
I have a suggestion for the 503 motto.
Okay.
And I think we should appropriate the Oregon State motto, she flies with her own wings.
I like
that because the irony of choosing something that's celebrating uniqueness by stealing it from somewhere else.
Yeah, just a little closer to home than the cute Portland weird thing.
Which was also stolen.
Right.
I like this.
Yeah, but keep Oregon weird or Portland weird is that just doesn't work. We're not any more weirder than anywhere else.
Mm.
Yeah, you can't rest on your laurels. You got to either get weirder or, you know, fly on your own wings. Exactly.
I like that.
Do we want to do one more quick?
We got one more quick.
Okay, Lenita, please. Okay, we may. Lenita, can you hear us? Can we hear you?
I feel I hear her somewhere.
Okay, well, can I make a quick mention before we wrap up? Well, first of all, thank you, everybody, for listening. I would like to make a mention that... Lenita, can you hear us? Okay.
I hear something.
I can.
Oh, there it is. She's back.
Okay, talk to us. Holidays.
Yeah, Kwanzaa. Let's not forget Kwanzaa.
Of course, Kwanzaa.
But it exists.
Kwanzaa already exists, but, it could be higher profile.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But, you know, every day you wake up is a holiday, okay? How about that?
Yes. Wake up scrambled like an egg, call it breakfast.
Okay.
You guys are so wonderful. Have a wonderful day and happy holiday. Happy waking up. Happy doing what you love. Mm. And happy having people love you and that you love. It's a wonderful day to be a holiday.
Aw. Lenita, that's so wonderful. Thank you. What a good note to end on. Can I do one quick mention?
Yes, you may.
Okay, one quick mention. I just wanted to inform people, if they didn't already know, that the Policing Justice exhibit is on now through May 19th at the Portland Institute of Contemporary Art, Thursdays through Sundays. You have until May 19th if you were wanting to see it. Tin Can Phone program on KBOO is part of the exhibit there. So, you know, letting the people know about that. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you all so much. You are your own holiday. Celebrate.
Yes. Yes.
See ya.
Till next time.
Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
Are you eloquent, an elephant? Can you converse in chimpanzee? Have a heart-to-heart in horse or chat with a cow?